first, and then I'm Adrian Easterly. So let me think. All right. At the end of freshman year of college, I decided to go home with one of my friends. Her name's Kate Crago. She lives in Minneapolis, so we drove to Minneapolis, whatever. But that's not the exciting part. On the way home, you know, I was chilling in the airport for probably 3-4 hours, and this creepy, like, middle-aged, like, Middle Eastern guy comes up and starts talking to me, and, you know, he's telling me how cute I am, and he asked me for my number, and I was like, well, you know, I don't really give my number to people that I met 10 seconds ago in the airport.
Yeah.
But he forced his number on me, and I had to, like, walk away and go to the bathroom so that I could call someone else to call me later, to call me back in a few minutes so that I could, like,
get away from
him. This was my boyfriend at the time, so that I could tell him that I loved him, obviously, with this guy sitting right next to me, so that he would leave me alone. And then, not even a month later, I was coming home from visiting this guy that I was dating at the time, and I was in the Port Authority in New York, and this creepy middle-aged guy from,
same,
like,
one?
No.
Oh.
Different guy, but just too close together to really be like, this guy was from South Carolina, and he was like,
whoa.
You know, if you ever need a place to stay, if you ever find yourself in South Carolina, you know where to find me. And I was like, actually, I don't. And I don't really want to. I'm sick of creepy middle-aged guys hitting on me in, like,
seriously,
transportation terminals.
Oh my gosh.
It was a weird experience.
That's beautiful.
To never experience.
That's really strange and funny. And thank you for the story.